USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A record-setting heat wave continued to bake the Southwest on Saturday, with several areas close to setting new records. Phoenix did set a record with five consecutive days at 115 degrees and over, and is forecast to make it six. The heat also spurring on a wildfire north of Phoenix. That fire has expanded to more than 25 square miles, forcing evacuations in the towns of Strawberry and Pine. Multiple excessive heat warnings remain in effect in the area through Sunday. And a driver crashed into spectators at a South Florida Pride parade, killing one and seriously injuring another. The incident happened Saturday evening at the beginning of the Wilton Manors Stonewall Pride Parade in Fort Lauderdale. The driver reportedly joined the parade, accelerating into the crowd when it was his turn to go. The driver was taken into custody. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinarian physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of Sudden Death Syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore, because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In Sudden Death Syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today, it's one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.